local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. And it's a Wednesday. You made it here. A lot coming up this hour. Plus, next hour, Jeff Poor joins us for expanded discussion in state news and national news. You don't want to miss it. Right now, don't miss this. Here's the ride-in with Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good ride from Rangeline, Highway 90, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore for the 1065 split. Again, from Old Shell, University, Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. No problems downtown from the tunnels and across to Bayway. It's a good start to the morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal courts in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs, and if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high around 90 today. We did that yesterday, first 90 of 2019.
Whoop, whoop.
For Mobile and Baldwin counties. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up, 67 now at our studios. Also, President Trump on the Gulf Coast today, Panama City Beach for a rally. That's 7 o'clock tonight. We'll talk more about that and more on presidential approval numbers. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital this morning, where more than 1,000 Americans polled say the Mueller report nor subpoenas make a difference when it comes to their support of President Donald Trump. The latest Gallup report says that 46% of those polled say they approved of the job the president is doing. Now, that's up from 39% who said the same in March and 45% for April. These are considered high numbers, all-time high numbers, that is, for the Trump administration, with these higher approval numbers being reported after the Mueller investigation report into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The poll also comes amid strong job numbers and economic growth. Now, 50% of respondents in the same poll say they disapprove of the job that Mr. Trump is doing, and 4% they were not sure. Mr. Trump's approval rating among Republicans is at 91%. Only 12% of Democrats say they approve of the job that the president is doing. 37% of independents say the same. An escaped inmate on the run and authorities need your help putting him back behind bars. 52-year-old Mac Allen Cowan is an inmate with the Alabama Department of Corrections, last seen around 11:40 Tuesday morning before he escaped from the Mobile Work Release Center. According to ADOC records, he has spent a large amount of time in prison. This most recent lockup, Cowan was serving a 3-year sentence for credit card fraud and 2 counts of intent to distribute a controlled substance. He was set to be released in July of 2021. He was also previously sentenced to 10 years behind bars for receiving stolen property and burglary and released in March of 2012. And he also served nearly 5 years of a 15-year sentence for possession of chemicals with the intent to manufacture. Cowan's described as being bald, blue eyes, and a tattoo above his left eye. He's 5'7" and weighs 140 pounds. If you have information, call 1-800-831-8825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is shot at a car wash in Jackson, Alabama over loud music. The Jackson Mayor's Office confirms to News 5 the victim approached a man at the Pump House Car Wash on Highway 43, asking him to turn down his music. The two men began fighting over the volume, then shots were fired. We're working to get more information this morning. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. A pedestrian was hit by a car just after 10 o'clock near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. Investigators have not yet released a description of the car or the condition of the victim. President Donald Trump will visit the Florida Panhandle today before a campaign rally this evening. He'll tour damage from Hurricane Michael for a second time. People in the hardest hit areas want him to see the progress they've made and what still needs to be done. And drivers expressed concerns about a $3 to $6 toll at the first of two public meetings about a new Mobile River Bridge. The second meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Lordy, look who's
40. Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
Game 7 sudden death overtime in the NHL, blowout wins in basketball, and a no-hitter in baseball. 712 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto crushed Philadelphia 125-89 to take a 3-2 series lead in their second-round series. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored a series-low 21 points because the rest of his team did their part on offense, with six Raptors scoring at least double-digit points. Here's Kyle Lowry talking about taking the pressure off of his teammate Leonard.
We still had 21 points. He was aggressive, 13 rebounds, and, you know, he had a big double-double, but he didn't have to, like, you know, do everything with offensively. And
Toronto can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second time in the last four seasons with a victory in Game 6 that'll be played at Philadelphia tomorrow night. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets led wire-to-wire in a 124-98 win over Portland. The Nuggets now lead the series 3-2 and are a win away from their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in a decade. Denver's Nikola Jokic continued his dominant postseason with 25 points and 19 rebounds. After the game, he said he's not forcing it.
I'm just taking whatever game gives me.
Game 6 is tomorrow night in Portland. Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George will miss the start of his team's 2019 preseason training camp at minimum after he underwent surgery yesterday to repair a partially torn tendon in his right shoulder. George averaged a career-high 28 points and 8 rebounds per game this season. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Western Conference Final with a 2-1 win in double overtime against the Dallas Stars.
Lose control. This is Thomas. Thomas shoots. Gets
As the Blues' Patrick Maroon scoring the game winner with nearly 6 minutes into the second overtime. It's the first time in NHL history that three playoff series have been decided in overtime in Game 7 in the same year. St. Louis will face the winner of the San Jose-Colorado series in the conference final. That Game 7 will be played tonight in San Jose at 8 o'clock. In NFL news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul's 2019 season may be over before it begins. ESPN reported yesterday that Pierre-Paul suffered a potentially season-ending fractured neck in a single-car crash last week in South Florida. The 30-year-old will likely need surgery. He'll reportedly be visiting with neck specialists this week to get their opinions on whether he has a chance to return in 2019. JPP led the Tampa defense last season with 12.5 sacks. He's also known for continuing to play at a high level in the NFL after losing fingers from his right hand in the July 4th, 2015 fireworks accident. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Southeastern Louisiana 14-4 to pick up their fifth win in a row. The Jags hit four homers in the win and scored 9 runs over the final 2 innings. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears shut out Jacksonville 2-0. Mobile's Jamai Jones hit his first home run of the season, and pitcher Jason Alexander struck out a career-high 9 batters in the shutout win. The Bay Bears continue the home series against the Jumbo Shrimp tonight at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the Major Leagues, Atlanta lost to the L.A. Dodgers for the second night in a row. L.A.'s Justin Turner hit 3 home runs in the Dodgers' 9-0 shutout victory. And the Oakland Athletics shut out Cincinnati 2-0 with A's pitcher Mike Fiers pitching the second no-hitter of his career.
Swing and a miss. He did it. He did it. Mike Fiers for the second time in his career has thrown a no-hitter.
That's the first no-hitter in the majors this season. 7:16 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. The ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season, begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things aren't picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
It's your favorite time of year. Time for panic. Widespread panic. Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st, Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Widespread Panic, produced by March 1 Music and Red Mountain Entertainment.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. So far from Mobile Police Department, they say they're clear. No accidents in roadways. Good ride, but Airport, Hillcrest, University, seeing heavier traffic from Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. But no accidents. It'll slow you down. Good ride across the Bayway coming into the Eastern Shore. Market in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:20 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Hey, local Uber drivers, let me know, are y'all taking part in this protest today? You can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. The story is that it should just be affecting, I think, 10 U.S. cities, but I wanted to see if it went outside that. New York, Philly, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, D.C., L.A., globally, London, other U.K. cities. Most drivers are planning to log off between 7 in the morning and 9 in the morning local time during peak commuter time, which I don't think for us is Uber and Lyft aren't that's not as big a deal for commutes. I think if they did it like on a Friday night or a Saturday night, mm-hmm. a different story. But yeah, there's a this protest going on today. They said they are protesting unfair wages and exploitive pay policies from the ride-hailing giants. So this is supposedly going to go on 10 cities in the U.S., few cities in the U.K., and I just wondered if there's any kind of rumbling around here.
Yeah, I wonder how many of the Uber and Lyft drivers are actually going to strike, because anytime this conversation comes up, because, you know, they're independent contractors, not all of them agree that they're being treated unfairly, so there's going to be a lot that are still out there driving around, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from, because I know from the text line, we got a few Uber drivers that listen to us. Let us know what you're going to do today, if you're just going to keep working and make money, or you're taking part in this protest. 7:21, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama legislature's hard at work for you. This as the Equal Pay Bill, sponsored by Representative Adeline Clark, wins bipartisan approval from the Commerce and Small Business Committee on Tuesday. Representative Clark says, quote, "Today is a great day for the people of Alabama. This legislation, which will ensure equal pay for equal work, will strengthen our families across the state." So here's how it works. House Bill 225 would prohibit an employer from paying any of its employees at lower rates than those paid to employees of the opposite sex for substantially similar work. Now, Alabama and Mississippi were the last two remaining states prohibiting employers from paying workers differently based solely on their gender. This legislation now moves forward to the House floor. An 18-year-old under arrest and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle and reckless endangerment. Last Monday, Mobile police responded to a shots fired call just before 2 p.m. on Leo Street here in the Port City. Once there, authorities say they learned that three people were walking in the street when a vehicle tried to pass them. The driver of that vehicle and those same three people that were walking, well, they got into an argument. Two of the people walking then fired shots at the vehicle, with a few of those shots hitting the vehicle. The driver had their own weapon and also fired back. The three pedestrians then took off. After a search of the area, 18-year-old Darrell Wiggins, he was arrested. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to town, Governor Kay Ivey. In town to help kick off two new workforce programs at Airbus. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and get our forecast in just about 10 minutes. Right now, let's say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the ever-expanding footprint and the truck center. Larry, talk about that.
Yeah, we're all excited about this, John. We got, you know, like I said, we took over the lot next door. We've got it all of site work done to it, so we put our trucks over there yesterday, so we got a lot more room to display them. We just need some more trucks.
Well, you've already, you know, you already at LCM, as the footprint was, had a bunch of trucks. Now you got extra acreage there, so I guess you're looking for trucks here locally and I guess regionally.
Absolutely. That's you know, we're already got our buyers out. Matter of fact, I'll be on the internet all day today looking for some more trucks. You know, we already had a great truck business, but we're able to double it with this new area.
Hey, what about this? If there's a specific truck I'm looking for, do I, right now, probably a good time to get with you and ask you to go find it?
Absolutely. Just call us, or we'd rather they just come by, sit down with us. We, you know, we can get up on the big screen and look at all the different options, colors, mileage, and locations, and go to work for them.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
How about Highway 90 and Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:24 and a check of the front page of FMTalk1065.com, where you'll see the three big things, top stories of the day. Number one on the list, Alabama House passes that bill cracking down on stolen guns. To kind of surmise this one, and this is something that was moved locally with local representation and, of course, had support of local law enforcement. The easiest way to say it is right now, if you're caught with a stolen gun, you're only charged with the value of that stolen gun. Mm-hmm. Most times that's under the $1,200 cap, so it is a misdemeanor, okay? Even though that gun is, you know, could possibly be used in crimes and all the things that we know that's going on with that right now, it's just on the actual dollar value of the gun. This bill is going to change that, right? It will change it. So, I say not $1,200, $1,500. So $1,500 or less is a misdemeanor. If this passes, it would add any stolen firearm to the list of what would be then a felony, regardless of the value. So you could have a $200 heater or a $2,000, you know, tricked out Desert Eagle. They would be the same if they were stolen.
Which that was surprising to me when we started talking about this months ago, that was a misdemeanor under $1,500. Because
they just look at them, but they look at the stolen gun the same way they would a stolen TV or a whatever.
Because so many weapons cost less than $1,500.
Most handguns. Almost. I mean, there's a few exceptions, but most handguns are going to be under $1,500. So, conceivably, you steal a moped, could break that $1,500 plane, but the stolen gun would not. So that's one of the things they're looking to deal with in this bill. We'll talk more about that. Also, U.S. officials saying Iran moved missiles by boat. The decision to send an aircraft carrier and a group of Air Force bombers to the Middle East was based in part on intelligence indications that Iran had moved short-range ballistic missiles by boat in waters off its shores. The movement, first reported by CNN, was among a range of recent indications that Iran might be considering or preparing to attack U.S. forces in the region. And also Toll Talk yesterday. Yesterday it was in Spanish Fort, that meeting about the Mobile River Bridge project with the ALDOT folks. Tomorrow night, that meeting is going to start at 4:30, go to 8 o'clock at the Mobile Civic Center. So you've got both sides of the bay getting in on this. And, of course, this is the subject of our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. And this is something that we've talked about, holy cow, on our shows a year or so.
At least.
It was probably a year ago, year and change ago, we had Congressman Bradley Byrne on, and we were talking about the bridge project. And he said specifically to us that time, he said, well, of course there will be a toll. He said, there's no way this thing's going to be done without a toll. Okay, that sat out there for a while, and then we found out more details of how much money they were talking about in tolls and the fact that the toll would apply to not only the bridge, but the Wallace Tunnel.
Yeah, that was surprising. We found out the Wallace Tunnel would also be tolled, but I guess since it's part of the infrastructure package, that's what they'd have to do.
And then yesterday, State Senator Chris Elliott came on, and he's introducing some legislation to try to get the state to address their amount of funding to this, because he said, hey, this could be, this is, what, $200-something a month for people that use the Bayway, the Wallace Tunnel. One day we'll use the bridge. He talked about how much it could be yearly, and that's kind of what people were talking about those meetings last night. But I got this question, and it's our question for you this morning. How much would you be willing to pay in tolls on the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? Because the range we were given was between $3 and $6. And Senator Chris Elliott wants there to be a frequent user discount. Okay, and he said half. He said yesterday to us half the amount that was proposed. So to me, that would be $1.50 to $3.
Yes.
So we wonder what you would pay to be able to use a new bridge, and the tunnel necessarily would be told as well. So what would you pay? Let us know when you vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Nothing? A buck, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6. Let us know, and we'll tally up your votes throughout the morning. That's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, front page of fmtalk1065.com.
It's the toll poll. First time toll poll.
Get in on the toll poll. FMTalk1065.com. Dr. Bill's on the way, and News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. As efforts move forward to build a new Mobile River Bridge, tolls continue to be the point of contention. The first of two public meetings was held last night in Spanish Fort. Drivers expressed concerns about the $3 to $6 toll. A second public meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center beginning at 4:30. Covering Baldwin County, shots were fired at a McDonald's drive-thru in Fairhope. Fairhope police say a 16-year-old was arguing with two other men Monday night when 18-year-old Jason Coulage of Louisiana pulled out a gun. He initially pushed the gun into the teen's ribs, according to police, but as he pulled it away, the gun fired. No one was hurt. A man wanted for attempted murder in Pensacola has been captured in Los Angeles. U.S. Marshals arrested Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson is accused of stabbing a man at the intersection of Dunwoody Drive and Dean Road on April 10th. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24, 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $7.49. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
The Justice Department is in a showdown with Congress. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler was asked this morning if he'll go ahead with a contempt vote today against Attorney General Barr for failure to release the full Mueller report.
Absolutely. We have no choice.
Reports say Justice Department officials late yesterday threatened to ask President Trump to invoke executive privilege over the unredacted Mueller report if the contempt vote moves forward. Chairman Nadler was asked if Robert Mueller himself will testify.
I think the president will try to stop Robert Mueller. Whether he'll succeed is another question.
China says the U.S. has further aggravated tensions over the Iran nuclear issue. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said China calls on all parties concerned to exercise restraint and avoid escalating tensions. Authorities in Colorado have arrested two students who allegedly shot classmates yesterday at the STEM school Highland Ranch near Littleton. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Disney says it's producing three more Star Wars films that will hit theaters starting in 2022. And that means there will be a three-year hiatus between Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, which hits theaters on December 20th, and the next film, which will debut on December 16th, 2022. Two more Star Wars films will follow in December of 2024 and 2026. Disney also unveiled a new schedule that includes release dates for four Avatar sequels. Avatar 2's release date has been bumped from December 2020 to the next year. Sprint lost 189,000 of its most lucrative phone connections in the first 3 months of the year, the steepest such decline since at least late 2015. Analysts expected the number four wireless carrier to lose about 50,000. Papa John's posted a loss in its latest quarter as the steps the embattled pizza chain is taking to bolster its business and legal fees have hit finances. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. It was nice yesterday morning. It didn't feel too bad because of humidity yesterday, but it got hot.
Well, it did. 90 degrees, first time this year that we've reached the 90-degree mark. And I have a feeling we're going to do that quite a few times. as we go through the summer, and because our normal highs is obviously going to be around that 90-degree mark. A 30-degree difference in temperature from 60 in the morning to 90 yesterday afternoon. And it looks like we'll get into the 80s today, perhaps around 86, maybe 87 degrees for this afternoon. We'll have a few clouds around, and there's also the possibility of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, we could see some fog develop. There is a slight chance of a shower. Low tonight will stay in the 70s, 72 degrees for the low tomorrow morning. And then for tomorrow, it'll be a partly cloudy day. A few scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorms are possible, and the high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday, a mostly cloudy day with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s. Cold front will be moving into Mississippi and into Alabama this weekend. It will stall on Saturday, and we'll see a few scattered thunderstorms here in Mobile. And be mostly during the afternoon hours, temperatures in the mid-80s. And then on Sunday, that front begins to move to the Gulf and move through our area, and we then got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Saturday or Sunday, and Sunday's high will be in the lower 80s. Once that front moves through, goes offshore, things will improve Monday and Tuesday. We should have mostly sunny skies, not quite as humid, and just a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the low 80s. So we have good weather to start next week, but we've got rain in the forecast for the weekend.
All right, so rain and thunderstorms, but outside of that, are you seeing any severe weather in your forecast?
If we do see any kind of severe weather, it could be on Sunday as that front finally moves through. And as for exactly what time of day that comes through, it's a little hard to tell right now. We'll look at maybe later in the day. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms, certainly late morning and afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast, and we'll get to traffic in just a second. I do have this from John on the text line. Westbound Bayway at a crawl. Westbound Bayway just past the Midway exit, so Causeway exit has traffic issues there. That's westbound. For those of y'all that don't do that compass thing, that's heading towards Mobile. How about that?
Fair enough. That's the easy way to remember.
7:38. We'll be right back with traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mike Payne and learn about the modern printing business. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Mike is the owner of Gwynn's Printing, based in Mobile since 1913. No business more than printing has been hit by our society's movement towards technology. Online advertising, emails, and banner ads didn't sink the printing business. Mike says it's the tactile qualities of printing that makes people keep coming back. And the same technology that may have disrupted his business has, in fact, made printing cheaper for people like you and me. Think about that flyer in your mailbox and listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Airport, just near Newman, they pulled an accident into a gas station parking lot. That's the only one we've got that's been in the roadways. Really a good ride downtown, eastbound I-10 through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. If you're traveling into the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort for now, checking in with no wrecks and light traffic on the way in. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Benson Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at BensonSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Kane, maybe you stayed away from the issue on the Bayway because people don't know which way we're going here. Because John earlier said the wreck was westbound on the Bayway just past the Causeway exit, Midway exit, he said. And now Brian says it's eastbound. Y'all, let's do this. All right, if you're centered up here, but if you're heading towards Mobile, it's westbound. If you're heading towards Spanish Fort or Daphne, it's eastbound. Right? We just use that as a standardized thing here. So we'll try to get some more clarity on that, Kane, in the traffic department. Can you find out what direction? Okay, now Todd is in on it too. I love it. Todd says it is eastbound, just before exit. Now Todd from Grand Bay, like my kind of accuracy here. I like it, Todd. Wreck on the Bayway. He specifies the road, so it's okay. The Bayway. So that's I-10 eastbound, just before exit 30.
Yeah, that's as specific as you can really get. Now okay. We just need to know what lane.
Okay, hopefully Kane's listening to that in the traffic department, and we'll get that adjusted when we come back. Also, let's do this right now. Looking for caller number 6 at 343-0106. Got a pair of tickets to go check out Brian Adams' Shine a Light Tour at the Wharf Amphitheater. Show's on Friday. Tickets are on sale now, of course, at Ticketmaster.com, Wharf Box Office, or charge by phone 800-745-3000. Caller number 6 at 343-0106. You win a pair of tickets to the show Friday night, 8 o'clock show at the Wharf Amphitheater. Good luck. Now Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When you think of Walmart, you probably think of groceries, household items, maybe back-to-school supplies, but what about pet services? On Tuesday, the nation's largest retailer announced that they're launching their online pet pharmacy, and they're expanding in-store veterinary clinics as well. Walmart will also carry a large assortment of pet foods, including organic options. Walmart says their customers can purchase prescription pet medications at walmartpetrx.com and have those prescriptions delivered directly to their door. Medications from more than 300 brands will be available for animals ranging from dogs and cats to horses and livestock. Company said in a press release, quote, by working directly with veterinarians to receive and fill prescriptions, we're able to save busy pet parents some time, which could mean another walk around the block for Cooper and a new collar for Whiskers. In-store pharmacies will be stocked with the 30 most requested pet medications. The expansion of in-store vet clinics will begin in May and June in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then that will expand over the next 12 months. Did you know millennial dog owners spend up to $1,285 a year on their pets, with the majority going toward vet care, vaccinations, food, and supplies? Happening this week, District 1 residents here in Mobile, you are invited by City Councilman Fred Richardson to get important updates from local industry leaders and more information on job training programs and local employment opportunities as well. The Moffett Road Community Meeting is this Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. Companies and organizations invited to attend are Bishop State Community College, Mobile County Personnel Board, and Walmart Distribution Center, as well as a credit expert and Lifelines Counseling Services. The meeting is at 6 p.m. at Forest Hill Elementary School on Moffett Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is shot at a car wash in Jackson, Alabama over loud music. The Jackson Mayor's Office confirms to News 5 the victim approached a man at the Pump House Car Wash on Highway 43, asking him to turn down his music. The two men began fighting over the volume, then shots were fired. We're working to get more information this morning. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. A pedestrian was hit by a car just after 10 o'clock near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. Investigators have not yet released a description of the car or the condition of the victim. President Donald Trump will visit the Florida Panhandle today before a campaign rally this evening. He'll tour damage from Hurricane Michael for a second time. People in the hardest hit areas want him to see the progress they've made and what still needs to be done. And drivers expressed concerns about a $3 to $6 toll at the first of two public meetings about a new Mobile River Bridge. The second meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Left lane blocked on the Bayway eastbound I-10. Just approaching the Causeway exit, you've got an accident. Two vehicles involved. It's starting to slow up traffic, so be careful. But again, no other wrecks in the roadways. Just a little bit slower on the Bayway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff with guaranteed color matching for your vehicle. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Game 7 sudden death overtime in the NHL, blowout wins in basketball, and a no-hitter thrown in baseball. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto crushed Philadelphia 125-89 to take a 3-2 series lead in their second-round series. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored a series-low 21 points because the rest of his team did their part on offense, with six Raptors scoring at least double-digit points. Here's Kyle Lowry talking about taking the pressure off of his teammate Leonard.
We still had 21 points. He was aggressive, 13 rebounds, and, you know, he had a big double-double, but he didn't have to, like, you know, do everything with offensively. And
Toronto can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second time in the last four seasons if they get a victory in Game 6. That'll be played at Philadelphia tomorrow night. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets led wire to wire in a 124-98 win over Portland. The Nuggets now lead the series 3-2 and are a win away from their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in a decade. Denver's Nikola Jokic continued his dominant postseason with 25 points and 19 rebounds. After the game, he told the media he's not forcing it.
I'm just taking whatever game gives me.
Game 6 tomorrow night in Portland. Just taking whatever game gives me.
That's right.
I love his post-game quotes. Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George will miss the start of his team's 2019 preseason training camp at minimum after he underwent surgery yesterday to repair a partially torn tendon in his right shoulder. George averaged a career-high 28 points and 8 rebounds per game this season. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Western Conference Final with a 2-1 win in double overtime against the Dallas Stars.
Blues control. This is Thomas. Thomas shoots.
That's the Blues' Patrick Maroon scoring the game winner nearly 6 minutes into the second overtime. It's the first time in NHL history that three playoff series have been decided in overtime in Game 7 in the same year. St. Louis will face the winner of the San Jose Colorado series in the conference final. That Game 7 will be played tonight in San Jose at 8 o'clock. In NFL news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul's 2019 season may be over before it begins. ESPN reported yesterday that Pierre-Paul suffered a potentially season-ending fractured neck in a single car crash last week in South Florida. The 30-year-old will likely need surgery. He's visiting with neck specialists this week to get their opinions on whether he has a chance to return in 2019. JPP led the Tampa defense last season with 12.5 sacks. He's also known for continuing to play at a high level in the NFL after losing fingers from his right hand in an Independence Day 2015 fireworks accident. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Southeastern Louisiana 14-4 to pick up their fifth win in a row. The Jags hit four homers in the win and scored 9 runs over the final 2 innings. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears shut out Jacksonville 2-0. Bay Bears continue the home series against the Jumbo Shrimp tonight at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the majors, Atlanta lost to the LA Dodgers for the second night in a row. LA's Justin Turner hit three home runs in the Dodgers' 9-0 shutout victory. And the Oakland Athletics shut out Cincinnati 2-0 with A's pitcher Mike Fiers pitching the second no-hitter of his career.
Swing and a miss! He did it! He did it! Mike Fiers, for the second time in his career, has thrown a no-hitter.
That's the first no-hitter thrown in the major leagues this season. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070. A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to Eric picking up a pair of tickets to see Bryan Adams at the Wharf this Friday night. And Eric, going to be heading there to the show.
All right, and your chance to win tickets for Widespread Panic coming to the Pensacola Bay Center Labor Day weekend. You get chances on what are we going to do? We'll do Saturday night. Yeah, next hour we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Saturday night, August 31st. And then during midday, we'll give you the September 1st date. And your tickets go on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com or the Pensacola Bay Center box office. But right now, you can win them before you can buy them sometime between now and 9 o'clock. So stay close for that. 7:53, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for a new job, this is your week, as a job fair is happening at the grounds this Thursday from 9 to 2 p.m. Dozens and dozens, and I mean dozens, of high-profile local and international companies are listed to be in attendance, and that includes our very own FM Talk 106.5 Spectrum Resorts, Ingalls Shipbuilding, Spring Hill Medical Center, Alabama Army National Guard, Airbus Final Assembly Line, Mobile County Commission, SEZ Aerospace, University of South Alabama, Genesis Industrial Staffing, Goodwill Eastersills of the Gulf Coast, and many, many more. Again, that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday at the grounds, and this job fair is absolutely free. Just be sure to bring multiple copies of your resume and dress to impress. We're just a few days or perhaps a few hours away from the kickoff of graduation season for some of you, and this morning we want to celebrate the special signing day happening at Robertsdale High School over in Baldwin County. Principal Joe Sharp says that more than 26 of his students are expected to sign letters of intent to five branches of the U.S. military, and that includes the National Guard, the Marine Corps, Army, Navy, and Air Force. Robertsdale High School is well known for their award-winning JROTC program, which continues to be one of the biggest in the county. The Armed Services Signing Day is May 9th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Robertsdale High School. And let me say, on behalf of FM Talk 106.5, we thank you for your service. Happening this Saturday, a family fun event, and it's absolutely free. Creek Fest is Saturday, May 11th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tricentennial Park, and you're invited to the celebration, which includes a cane pole fishing tournament, music, door prizes, and educational exhibits. And calling all Boy Scouts, there are also opportunities for you to earn your merit badges. And did you know Three Mile Creek was the city's first source of drinking water and one of Mobile's historic waterways? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. That means our buddy Jeff Poore joins us coming up next hour. A lot to talk about with Jeff out of Montgomery and Washington. Of course, out of Washington, one of the big stories this morning, breaking Seattle Times, others have it. A decade in the red, Trump tax figures show over $1 billion in business losses. That's the breaking news this morning. The losses for Trump and, I guess, the Trump-associated companies, the data pronounced from Trump's official IRS tax transcripts with figures from its federal tax form, the 1040, for years 1985 through 1994, represents the fullest and most detailed look to date yet at the president's taxes, information he has kept from public view. Though the information does not cover the tax years at the center of an escalating battle between the president and Congress, it traces most of the tumultuous chapter in a long business career, an era of fevered acquisition and spectacular collapse. Numbers show that in 1985, Trump reported losses of $46.1 million from his core business, largely casinos, hotels, and retail space and apartment buildings. They continued to lose money every year, totaling $1.17 billion in losses for that decade. In fact, year after year, Trump appears to have lost more money than nearly any other individual American taxpayer. Seattle Times found when they compared his results with the detailed information from the IRS that it compiles on annual sampling of high-income earners. His core business losses from 1990 and 91, more than $250 million each year, were more than double those of the nearest taxpayers in the IRS information for those years. Overall, Trump lost so much money that he was able to avoid paying income taxes for 8 of the 10 years. It's not known whether the IRS later required changes after the audit. So, I mean, yeah, using those losses going forward, I mean, that's something that, once again, I think you're going to see things when you get these tax documents that Democrats are going to use to say, look at here and look at here. But, you know, these are all, whether you like them or not, they're legal things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at people and say, wow, he did this with his taxes. Yeah, his accountants, his tax folks figured out a way to use the law like any business person would. Now, the question is going to be whether those losses back in 85 through 94 make any difference to his standing today. It'll be some of what we discuss next hour. Phone number is 343-0106.